2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to DFS Army's First Look NBA Breakdown. I'm Cash Keg, and I'll be joined by Mud again today. We're going to do a game-by-game breakdown, as long as I answer any questions you guys might have on tonight's slate. It's a small four-gamer. But before that, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on those notifications when you know we go live, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. If you're not a member of DFS Army, please sign up with the link below or in chat using promo code Twitch to save yourself 20% off, and that includes all sports, including college basketball, which has been a hot start. Rouse has been crushing it over there. Big NFL weekend, college football, got everything. Everything one price. So let's bring in Mutt and see what's going on. What's going on, Mutt?
Not much, man. Good to have you back.
It's good to be back, man. Appreciate it, everybody. It's good to be back in the saddle. It's good to be... Sucks coming back to a four-gamer, man. Four-gamer. It's kind of a dumpster fire of a slate, to be honest with you. Last night's slate was kind of crazy. I kind of looked back and looked at things, and wow, it was there.
You got Fizdaled, and it wasn't even Fizdaled.
Yeah, Fizdaled. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's right, man. That is right. It was crazy, but hey, we'll get back on her today. And like I said, it's a four gamer. We got some revenge spots here. Let's head on over. Check out the old FanDuel screen. Jaylen Brown is probably back in our lives, probable with an illness. Hurts Hayward and Tatum the most. Their usage goes down a ton, so don't want to touch them too much. Even four gamer, I think I would just focus on Brown. And I don't know, man. Do we got a revenge in the heart of and Kimba Walker? He's going back into Charlotte. You know he's going to want to show up.
I know he's going to want to show out, but it's not. I don't think it's really revenge. They ended pretty.
Yeah, I think it's
pretty
more
on pretty good terms.
I think it's more just wanting to show up. You know, it's you go back and play in your place you played for so many years. I mean, he played a ton there. I mean, he played. Shoot, what did he play? He played over 600 games. He played. So you're talking a ton of games in Charlotte, over 600 games, but. Cantor is still questionable with that knee. If he ends up playing, it'll hurt Theis and Time Lord and all those guys, Grant Williams. Those guys will all take a tick down. Kind of hope he stays out so we get a little bit of value, but it's a rough four-gamer, man. Derek White's questionable. His ass cheeks hurt. So if he's out, we'll get some more Forbes in our life. They're still not going to run out DeJounte Murray. Once that dude is off his minutes limit, just smash the button because he's going to be like a 9K player, man.
Absolutely.
And then Derek Jones is questionable with a groin. He doesn't really do much there. I mean, it really doesn't do nothing. I mean, he's kind of a guy if he's in. He's a great play on FanDuel with his blocks and steals. But, yeah, he's questionable. So let's just go game by game, man, and talk a little bit. Like we were talking about a little bit before. Rozier's in the – he's the revengeful type, right? Yeah.
He hates everyone in Boston's management.
Exactly.
Hates them.
So on a four gamer at 7,600 on FanDuel, how much Rozier are you going to have tonight?
A shitload.
Hello, yeah. I mean, you just have to, right?
Yeah. I mean, in that price range, especially on FanDuel, it's either him, Paul, or Rubio in the 7K range. It's like that.
Take the spiteful dude. You have to hit. He's going to be spiteful as hell. And he's going to take all the damn shots. He's going to want to show up. I don't know how you don't just. I mean, he's 6,800 on DraftKings. So he's still. It's not a crazy price there. Like, you just. I think he's going to be like 70% owned for me, if not more. I mean, you just. If you're going to play. I might even hit the lock button on him.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Just roll on here. We talked a little bit about, you know, again Walker at 9,500. He's the most expensive point guard on the slate on both sites. What was he? Is he on
FanDuel? He's close.
I'm sorry. Lillard's 10,300. Dame is on. I was looking at DraftKings where he is at 9,300 and Dame's 9,100. I'd still prefer Walker in this spot, but I ain't going to talk you off playing Lillard at all. I still going to have more. You know, like Chris Paul 7,300. I don't want any part of that.
Not against San Antonio, no.
Nope. Boy, they got DeJounte Murray at 6,400. Now they're getting a price where you got to think about it a little bit. But
yeah.
Let's just go position by position, man, just so we can kind of see these. I mean, his minutes are not going to push over, what?
23, 24.
Yeah. So, great. And look at that. Kind of let down there. 19 minutes, put up 12. But he can, and for 6,400, and if White is out, it's going to be even more usage in that backcourt. Yeah. I have a hard time, man. But, yeah, Rozier. I think Rozier is one of those guys. You just hit the lock button and move on with that guy. I just have a hard time. What do you think about some Patty Mills, man, if White is out?
I'll have a few shares. Yeah.
I mean,
you fill it up pretty quickly.
You can. And any of those times we have guys out in the backcourt of the Spurs, he does get a little bit more run. And you can see some of his spike games there at 38 and 24. On a four-game slate, you're going to be starving for value. So you kind of have to look for it. He is
4,100
on FanDuel, and he's 3,700 on DraftKings. So definitely in play. Tyler Johnson is in a revenge spot in Miami. What do you think about that? In a four-game slate, you know, he ain't going to play a ton of minutes. But we got to have to find some guys that we want to play. If we're going to lock button Walker, it might be a spot where you just pay up a point guard and find your value elsewhere. Like Pat Bev, I don't really like on the back-to-back with Kawhi coming back. Let's talk about that for a little bit, man. What do you think about Kawhi? I just don't understand it, man.
The 10-8's a little high, but I mean.
Well, I mean, from like sitting out on it, like, because the NBA came out and was talking about, oh, it was his knee, so it wasn't against the resting policy and all that bullshit. I'm sorry, man. He was resting. I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
And to have him sit out that first game last night in a national TV game, sit out the game where you're playing Giannis, your team loses by 4. He should be ashamed of himself, man. You know? If you're gonna sit, you know, oh, but no, let's sit out and let's play Portland at home instead of Milwaukee. You know, like that's just
you get paid to work 82 days a year.
It's insane. It's insane. I don't care about your like. That's just it's crazy. Yeah, someone brought up Dragic. You know, it's another if you want to call it a revenge spot. He played over 380 games with Phoenix. So Dragic 5,300. He'd be in my pool. Like I prefer him more than Pat Bev just with things tonight. So I have no problem playing him. So. He says, even at 150, lock Rozier. This is where it comes down to, what is your risk tolerance? That question can only be answered by your risk tolerance and how much, you know, there's no right or wrong answer in all those, man.
Do you have the waivers to do it?
I like to lock people in. Like, if you're going to MME, it's one less spot. Even if he goes off, there's one less spot you have to worry about, and you can get different elsewhere. So, yeah, I mean, on a four-game slate, he'd be the one guy I would look at locking in. That I'd feel most comfortable about locking in. You're never 100% comfortable locking any of these guys in. But that's who I look at. I don't want no Paul. You said we talk about a little bit Rubio, Murray. None. I don't know, man. He's – when that team's fully healthy, it's kind of hard to – he's 5,600. I mean, he's playable on a four-game slate, but – we got a lot of good options. Let's go over to shooting guard, man. Jimmy Butler, 9,300. Is that somewhere you can go today?
Rather play Booker for $600 less.
Booker, man. Booker. Sell me on Booker.
They need him to keep scoring, man. He's their whole freaking offense. He's finally got a good distributor with Rubio that can get him the ball. I mean, he played. This should be a pretty solid, tough game for them. And it's, the spread's pretty close. They're at home. He loves showing out in Phoenix. So, I mean, and he's got the competition with Jimmy Butler, who is a very big trash talker. So that'll get them all fired up, too.
Yeah. No, I have such a hard time playing Booker because he's so scoring dependent. I mean, look at that, 40 points, yeah. Only 4 rebounds, 3 assists. The ancillary stats are just not there for him. And at 8,700, I'm not worried he's going to crush me. I mean, it's a 4-game slate. Of course you're going to play him. But that worries me the most with ever playing Booker is if he's not putting at least 30 points up, you're going to be extremely disappointed. And even like he put up the 40 burger, it's not like he crushed it even at this salary. Put up 40 real points and only 49 FanDuel points. So if he's not scoring, he's not winning anything. So and Butler's kind of the opposite. Butler's been getting his team involved, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, but the points aren't there, you know. And, you know, when you can put up five real points against Atlanta on the 31st and put up 55 FanDuel points, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
The 6 steals and 3 blocks, kind of like Isaac last night, man. Did you see that game by that?
Yeah.
Game? Holy yep. crap. When you get 30 FanDuel points from your blocks and steals, yeah, you're going to have a pretty damn good fantasy day. That was pretty insane. You can't predict that. I mean, that's part of his game, but he wasn't priced down at all. SGA, man, 8,200. He's been the motor or the straw that stirs that drink, I guess you could say. San Antonio, though, man.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup for him.
I think we're going to be spending up more at the point guard position and kind of looking, you know, even when we come down here, DDR, 8,100. I don't really have a lot of interest in that either.
No, not really.
You know, Lou Will, 6,700, always in play. But back-to-back, you know, Kawhi's back. But even then, he can fill that up at 6,700. I mean, it's not like he's priced way up from last night. But you talked to me about your favorite man, or Jaylen Brown. I mean, he's probable back. You know, you love the contract that they gave him so much.
6,300, I mean... He has 40 fantasy point upside here. I mean, it's just if he's actually over the infection. I mean, respiratory, breathing and shit, that's not really something I want to mess with first game back. So I could see them limiting him a little bit there. But, I mean, 6,300, it's kind of hard to pass up with his upside.
It is. I think if I was running a single entry lineup, I would hope that he would defer a little bit and let Walker kind of have the spotlight in this game, you know, going back into Charlotte. But this is Jaylen Brown we're talking about here, so it's hard to say if he would actually even do that. But I'm with you. And then I guess it's the talk of, you know, Devontae Graham, man, with that monster game where he just came out and absolutely smashed off the bench with 41 minutes and 55 freaking fantasy points, man. He's getting minutes. It's not like he isn't getting minutes. He's seeing minutes in almost 30s off the bench. But $6,200, man. That is a price tag.
Yeah, they're just rolling with between him and Bacon, whoever gets hot. That's pretty much what they're doing.
I think prefer him over Brown just at that same price. I think I'd have both of them, but like you're talking about with the injury, like I'm just worried about, like you're saying, same kind of thing coming off of an illness like that. It's kind of rough, and you know you're going to get 30 minutes out of Graham, even if he's, you know, even if Bacon gets hot, you're going to get 30 minutes. But you gotta go. You gotta think about it here. 4,200 for Bacon, man, and squarely in play.
Yeah. You know, people will be it's that recency off bias. Him after last game. Yeah.
It's that recency bias.
Minus one
in 13 minutes. But you know they don't roll back one game before that where he put up 40. So I have no problem going back to Bacon here at 4,200. Smart. I'm off of with if Brown is back. I don't want that.
I don't want part of that.
Schroeder's always interesting, but against the Spurs, it's not very great. Forbes is a guy that I'll have a ton of if White is out.
Yep.
That price is just way too cheap. I don't want to completely write off Schroeder. I'm not saying don't play him. If he's MME and he'll be in my pool. But I'd like to live down here, man, in the Forbes-Bacon area. Prefer Forbes.
Especially if we're paying up at point guard.
Yep. You're going to have to find a position to save at. I think the point guard's going to be where you want to spend your money. So don't mind coming down here. Tyler Hero, 5,200. You got any interest in him?
A little, but I'm not really going out of my way.
Yeah.
To fit him in.
And then there's just a dumpster fire below this, man. I don't think you need to touch it. I mean, if White was out, would you take a shot at Lonnie Walker at 3,500?
Probably not.
Don't want him at all.
No. I think it'll go mostly to Mills. Be Forbes and Mills.
What about, well, Bellinelli could get a little extra run too.
Yeah.
So at 3,500, very scoring dependent, but on a four-game slate, I don't mind throwing.
Thinking outside the box, yeah.
Just trying to get a little different. If it gets hot, maybe leave him in there a little bit. But those are the interesting plays down there that are min salary if you're good at MME. You never know what Pop's going to do. Maybe Pop says, hey, show me what you really got, Lonnie. Throw that negative two out there. Look at that. 2 minutes, 0-2-4-0-4. So you're really, yeah, don't put a lot of money on Lonnie Walker. Let's head on over to, let's see any questions over here, man. Appreciate a big show, Brandon. Always, brother. Does Brandon hurt Kimba a lot? He hurts Jalen and, he hurts Hayward and Tatum the most. And run the numbers with them on the court. Those are the guys that usage hurt the most. So I don't mind playing. I don't mind playing Brown and Kimba together. I mean, it's a four-game slate, so, but you understand they're both priced up. Lock Kimba tonight. Big Show Brandon is all in on Kimba. Chips in. I'm on Lock Rozier, man. Okay, let's lock them both in. Let's just lock that in and move on then, okay? I mean, I get, man, you need some coffee, brother.
I know. We gotta get you. I'm dying.
You're definitely dying. Get you a coffee drip. Hey, got a question. Who or what ABC always here for talk on Slack? Is that a person or strategic? I'm not sure I get that question.
If they're asking who that is, that's Antetokounmpo.
Yeah,
I think that's who that maybe.
Is. Yeah, maybe.
Just call him the alphabet because his last name has basically the whole alphabet in it.
Basically, Big Show Brandon, that's going to be a pretty common play. Oh, yeah. Rozier and Kemba stack are going to be very, very, very popular. But on a four-game slate, they still won't be 100% owned. I just feel better taking the $2,000 discount. Like, I'll have a ton of Kemba, but I feel much more comfortable locking in the cheaper guy, which I think has just as much upside. Because Lillard, I could see Lillard outscoring Kemba. So yeah, let's go back over here to small forward before you fall asleep on me. So Kawhi, it says rest here. Kawhi's going to play. He rested on a back-to-back. Can you play him here? Are you going to spend up? Is this the spot to spend up?
I don't know yet.
I'm with you.
It's kind of early to tell.
It is. I think as we go through this, I feel like point guard spend up, shooting guard pay down. I'm not playing Hayward at 7,400 with Brown back.
Nope.
We need to get Keg some emotes. Yeah. I need to get some emotes. I don't even know how to get those stinking things. Oubre against Miami, 6,500, man. Like you say this. Yeah, it's too early, but Kawhi's in play, man. I mean,
he's definitely in play. Just I don't know how much I'll have at this point.
They don't have anybody on that team in Portland that can stop him. Zero people. Like, he can do whatever he wants to.
If Dame and McCollum come out hot, they're going to need him to take over. So, I mean, that's
– yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be – he'll grow on me as the day goes on.
Yeah, I haven't sat down and why am I not feeling DDR? Just price for me. 8,100 is a bunch of money. And I just on this slate, I think there's other ways to spend.
It's going to be a pretty boring game, too. Yeah. OKC, San Antonio, both are pretty slow-paced.
I'm not a big fan. So, Big Show Brandon asking Mutt if he's playing fantasy draft tonight. You kind of crushed the old fantasy draft that night after he said to get on there. So, I'm sure Brandon's like, why in the hell did I tell him to play that crap, man? I saw
Yeah,
you
he
up there.
messaged me. He was like, I'm kind of regretting I told you about that.
No, I'm playing fantasy draft, man. I was just looking here. That's how much rake I've saved playing fantasy draft, man. $2,000, $2,200 I've saved in rake, just playing fantasy draft since I started doing that. So, I looked at that the other day and I was shocked myself because I didn't really even know they had something like that. So I pulled it up and I was like, "That's a good chunk of change to save in rake, man." So, definitely play over there in fantasy draft. I'm like, that's crazy. Yeah, go back small forward, man. Gallinari's down to 6,200. We talked about the Spurs, OKC. I don't know. I think I'd rather go down to Miles Bridges at 5,300.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at too.
I think if I'm looking in this range, Kawhi's in play, and then I look down to Bridges. Hazonia is right there. I don't mind playing some Hazonia. He's getting more minutes with Collins out. 4,500. I think it's a great play. Again, it's
even Hood's getting 30 minutes a game. So
Hood,
he's in
play. I think all these guys you could play. Hood, Bazemore. I think they all have upside. That could get you there. Hood's playing a ton of minutes. Hazonia does a little bit more. He seems to crash the boards a little bit more.
Yep.
Bazemore, more shot dependent than he is. That is where, I'm kind of looking at in this range, man. I mean, it's Bridges, Hazonia, Hood, I think are, I ain't going to write off Rudy Gay even in that game at 5K, but he's not a guy that I'm always excited to play. I would rather look at Hazonia and Hood, I think are.
Yeah, no, two guys. And not really. Yeah, Rudy.
You can play those guys in the same lineup, man. When you have two cheap guys like that, you can play them in the same lineup. You don't have to.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You don't have to choose between the two. Get that question a lot. Yeah, coming down here. Is there anybody else? Carroll's not getting any minutes for San Antonio at all.
No.
Is there anybody in this range that you're looking at? Because it's pretty slim pickings down here.
Not really.
Unless there's a sneaky guy you can think about playing.
Not at this time.
Not at this time. All right. Well, let's
maybe
look at
later.
4K range. So right now we're looking at you could spend up, maybe spend up to Kawhi and then go down to like Hazonia or down to Hood or just spend down both. I think you got more options here. But I'm not going to be in this mid to high range, I think, on small forward. I think it'll be low or up to Kawhi.
Be Kawhi or like someone under 6K.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's where you're living off of your setback. What we're talking about. Do you think Jimmy will guard Booker? Or you think that'll open up for Oubre? I do think Jimmy would guard Booker. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that he wouldn't. So, and that would open up something for Oubre. Or like I said, you could go no problem going and playing God, Rick and mine. I need coffee myself. Rubio. No problem playing Rubio either if Booker's going to get shut down by Jimmy.
Booker lives for that kind of shit, though.
He does. No, and he's one of those guys that if he gets a shot up, they could go at one another, too. Like, they could just try to show each other up. One thing about Jimmy, if that dude wants to take over a game as well, he will.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He said, give me the ball. Get out of my way. I got this. Did you hear him talk? And the other night, he made a comment about people thinking he's not good anymore.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So somebody said something, and they were like, shit, you don't think I'm good anymore? So now he didn't come out and ball after that, but, yeah, it ain't gonna slow me down any to thinking about playing that guy, but he is expensive. Let's head on over to $8,400 for Bam Bam.
That's tough.
It's a great matchup, though.
No, that's tough to pay that much, though.
I'm with you, but I would rather pay that than 8K for
10. Yes. Yep.
I mean, if I was going to choose between, I mean, same with Aldridge. I don't know. Aldridge. I'd rather play Aldridge and Bam than Tatum in this. Just with Brown back, I just think it hurts Tatum too much.
Yep, agreed.
PJ Washington, though, man.
I like him if he plays tonight.
That dude is aggressive.
He has quietly been smashing, and his price hasn't moved.
Nope.
I know the last two games, he didn't do as much, but, I mean, they didn't really need him. Plus, the other game was when Graham went off. But, I mean, he's been consistently, like, at least 25.
He is, and this game could go up and down with how yeah. we think it could get. And one thing I kind of like is this isn't a bad spot to look at. I looked at the rebound prop for him, and it was like, I want to say, is it 5.5 or 6.5? That might be something I want to look into more later. It's 5.5. I'd hit that prop. I think it's a game where he could get, you know, if, I mean, if you look, he got 3 rebounds last game, 24 minutes. 5.5, he hit it four last 5 games before yesterday. So I like that. I like that prop, man. I think he's going to get 6-7 rebounds here. So if that, if you're looking at prop bets, that would be the first one I would look at is PJ Washington over 5.5 rebounds. Sarge, man, Sarge has had some decent
monster
games
out of nowhere.
So
he's in the pool.
You got to be, man. I mean,
yeah.
It's a, like you said, if we're going to not look at playing that OKC San Antonio game very much, and then just some outside pieces of the Portland Clippers game, you're going to be loading up on the Boston Charlotte and the Miami Phoenix game. So, if Cantor's out again, Theis is going to become chalk again at 4,900.
Yep. Well, even Theis is a game time decision now.
Did he pop up on the
ankle?
Yeah, I see that on FanDuel. I didn't see it in my first.
He's probable, but yeah, that's game time.
Frank the Tank, another guy that you can definitely play.
Yeah.
Jermichael Green, both those guys. I guess my biggest thing when I was looking at this was, you know, down here in this 4K range here with Trey Lyles, with Scal, Tolliver. Any of those guys you have any interest in?
If anyone, probably Scal a little, but Lyles, I think, had his ceiling game last game.
I do, but I think I'll take a shot there. Like, I think Green and Lyles are probably the guys I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Green won't get, you know, I'm with you. It's going to be up and down with Lyles. Like, he's not going to, but a 4K on a 4-game slate.
Not really any interest in Tolliver.
If Cantor was out, I don't mind taking a shot at Grant Williams at 3,500.
Yeah.
Yep. Big Show Brandon says Tolliver's like Snell, 3% chance he hits the ceiling. Completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. When Snell started going off last night, I was like, what? It's yeah.
I know people. I was getting criticized for like, why don't you play Tony Snell? I was like, I have literally watched that dude run up and down a basketball court for 40 minutes and do absolutely nothing. Yeah, he has literally played 40 minutes and gotten 0 fantasy points.
We've seen it a bunch, man. Like Snell and Thon Maker, man, are like the same player to me. They do the same thing. Like they could be out there forever and do nothing. But Snell for sure. We saw him with the Bucks, you know, that's just what he does. So, yeah, no. He could have put up 12 in the first quarter and nothing the rest of the game. I mean, it's I'm out. Is James Johnson going to play this game? I don't think he'll give you minutes.
I don't think they want to give him any minutes. Well, he played 22 against Houston and then 6 against Denver.
He could be a sneaky spot, I guess. I mean, if he's the kind of guy we've seen in years past where if 4,200 and you can tell me I'm going to get 20 minutes out of James Johnson, I have interest there.
Yep, definitely.
But I'd rather play 4,200 James Johnson than I would Tolliver 100% of the time. So I'll take the guy that has the upside there, and that'll be a lot low ownership. So can't play Noel there at all.
No.
With Cantor back. So let's go back and see what happens. Oh, there's the Snell talk. Yeah, Snell. Yeah, we don't talk about Snell. He's garbage. Your sponsor would be tell them to play 5 uniques and have a player pull of 72 guys and tell me their ROI.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you there.
Like, why not this guy? Why not this guy? Because I'm not trying to have 120 people in my player pool. I'm trying to condense it for you guys.
Like, Yeah, I always try to
cuts have to be made, and I have no problem cutting Tony Snell.
Especially on a bigger slate. Yeah, Tony Snell would definitely wouldn't have made my pool at all. That was just ridiculous. I like to keep my pool between 25 and 35 with locking in one or two if I can. If I can make the you know, it'll hurt if he doesn't go off, but I think that's the plus EV play, running one unique, going heavy on a core. And if that goes off, you're going to win a lot of money. And you only and the thing is you're not going to win every night doing that. But the nights you do win will cover all the nights that you break even.
You win one night with something like that makes up for, like, it can make a month. Like, you can be
easily,
profitable for
easily,
a month.
Easily. So, yeah, man. Yeah, let's go back over here and talk about Sinner a little bit on this ugly four-gamer. Hassan Whiteside, 7,500, man. Can you pull the trigger on that?
He's in the pool, but, I mean, I'm not much.
Yeah.
Just don't like the matchup, really, or the price at all. But center's tough tonight.
Yeah, it is. It is. Harrell had that monster game last night, man. Just a monster game.
Yep.
Got on that player prop with his rebounds once he was starting, and that was an easy cash. But I think you can go back to him here, man. Even coming back, probably coming back off the bench, you know, because I like to keep Lou Will and him together at 6,900.
Yeah, still under 7K.
He's still under 7K. Like, he could still be the highest scoring center on the slate. I have no problem. Yeah, Tony's talking about bigs against Clippers. Thing is, it's Hassan Whiteside. That dude can go out there and say, I don't feel like playing today, and throw up a freaking 10. Or he can go out there and smash. Like, it's just, I hate having to play. I hate when that guy's on the slate, man. I hate it. I dislike it. But on the four-game slate, he's in your pool, man. It's between him and Harrell that have the highest ceilings here.
Yeah.
You know, Cody Zeller, 6,500, is probably a lot safer if you're looking for...
Bigs against Boston's also a thing.
Yep, so Zeller, no problem playing him. Aaron Baines, 6,800. What a world we live in.
I know.
6,800 for Baines, man. And the minutes are there, and he's justifying it the last two or three games, man.
Doing everything.
He absolutely
assists.
Is.
Assists.
And he gets to go up against, if they're going to still start Myers Leonard ain't going to do anything.
He's
going to
body the shit out of him all day.
I mean, he's going to sit out there and act all tough at the three-point line and shoot threes. Myers Leonard's look good, but he ain't going to have nothing. He don't want any of that smoke against Baines down underneath, man. He don't want any of that. Would you have interest in Kanter if he played today?
Not really, just because he's been out for multiple games. So I'd see Stevens is usually pretty stingy on minutes with guys coming back.
Yeah,
usually likes to limit them a little.
Yeah, he hasn't played in a long time. So I'm with you there. I don't think we all know he can put up points in a hurry. You know, he plays no defense. He's just a put back machine. But 5,700, yeah, I don't think he'd see more than 20, 22 minutes if he does play. So, yeah. Big Show Brandon says, yeah, Myers Leonard's a great play if you want to get contrarian. Yeah, no, I mean, Myers Leonard can put up points, and he has been.
Yeah.
He has been over the last
his shot's falling, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a four-game slate at 4,800. I would no problem taking a shot at Myers Leonard here. So yeah, I don't mind that at all. Zubac or Linick, you got any interest there?
Maybe Linick, not really Zubac.
Yeah, Linick's got more upside. Now I like him in that game. Zubac just doesn't see the minutes, man.
No.
You know, 8 minutes last night. I think we'll get more towards the 15 to 18 here, you know, 4,600. You know, it's a game, you know, he's going to go against Whiteside. Yeah, I don't know. I think he'd be more of like, if you were trying to play a cash guy at this price point, he'd be okay. But in tournaments, he doesn't have the upside to get there for you. Talking about Robert Williams. Yeah. Time Lord, man, 4,000 is only in play if Cantor's out.
Yep.
That's the only time you can play him. So don't play him if Cantor's back, because he's just not going to see the minutes. They just spread it out. You know, Williams could only get freaking 10 minutes, you know, 8 minutes, and at 4K, he ain't going to be able to do it. Now, granted, he put up 23 and 14, but he still ain't going to get you But yeah, I have a lot of love in Robert Williams at 4K. If he's out, what do you think about Pirtle? 3,600. If you're punting center tonight, and looking at all these guys that they have,
I'd rather go Time Lord.
Even if Lyles is back, or I mean, if Cantor's back.
Oh, not if Cantor's back, no. But yeah. Punt, I mean, yeah, he's not getting the minutes. Total.
We had a
18, 19, 14.
At a Bismack the other day. He decided to show up and put up a 30 spot in 17 minutes. Yeah. I didn't see. Did Zeller get in foul trouble that game? I would assume that's why.
I don't remember. Oh, and I didn't watch that game.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I would assume that he would. And then Adams is 6K. I think it's the only other guy we didn't talk about. I don't have a ton of interest there.
No, not against San Antonio.
So yeah, I think it's a spend up for me, or hopefully Cantor's out and we can pay down here and play some Time Lord. I'll take a few shots at Myers Leonard, and then Kelly Olynyk will definitely be there as well. He's got good upside for 4,600, so that's where I would live. Let's go back and see if we got any questions before we call it a. Big Joe Brandon brings up a great point. Yeah, four games or less, man. Don't play cash games. It's just play some GPPs, man. Like, it's going to come down to like a 1v1 or 2v2 generally.
I'm getting to that point where if it's like a chalky slate too, I'm not even going to play cash.
Because the information's getting out there so much. Everyone's on the same plays. And even on an 11-game slate, if it's so chalk where you know that the value is hitting you in the face, it comes down to a 2v2 in cash games. And it's hard. You really And it's what I've what we've seen, to start the season. So I'm with you, man. Like if it's a slate where you know you're going to have – three or four guys that are just going to be like lock cash plays. Well, so everybody else is going to know about them.
Yep.
So it's now if you know that and you think that there's a path for them to fail, everyone, if you think there's a path for them to fail, that's a perfect guy to get off of in tournaments. So if we're thinking guy's going to be absolute chalk, get off of them. So does the same apply for tiers for cash? I think tiers are still soft, man. Like for tiers, I just don't think enough people.
Yeah, people, them. Not as many people are playing it.
So I think in tiers you can keep doing it. I'm talking more for the regular slates. And I think if you were going to play a cash lineup where it's not as sharp, I'd still go to fantasy draft. I still think it's still a little soft compared to DraftKings and FanDuel. But DraftKings and FanDuel, just looking at cash games, it's been crazy. Absolutely been crazy. Yeah, so I wish we had a better night tonight, man. I wish there was more games. I wish there was better games. But this is what we got. This is what we've been handed to us, man. This is the keys that we've been handed. So I don't know. I would recommend if you're going to play tonight, play light. Do not go heavy. Big Show Brandon says tiers, there's an edge. Yeah, I would maybe go heavier on tiers on a four-gamer. Maybe go slide over there and play more cash on small slates on tiers. And then on tournaments, play light on tournaments and no cash on FanDuel DraftKings. I'm not playing any cash on FanDuel and DraftKings today. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to.
No, not touching that.
I just don't see the need to on a four gamer. And yeah, man, tiers notes have been fire. Mutt and Matt has been freaking killing those things. Like, get over there and check them out because I haven't had a chance to play them as much as I want to. The two nights that I did, I crushed. But it's like one. That's my problem. I don't know how it is for you, but when I try to dabble into too much and the news hits and trying to adjust
it's too much.
So I'd much rather focus on one thing or two things tops so I can go in and rerun things because when things adjust in NBA, you got to be able to do a bunch of things fast. And it's hard if you're
100% agree with you on that.
You're on four or five different slates. So don't spread yourself too thin, man. Find something you're really good at, where your ROI is, where you're smashing, and focus on that. So I'll go back to PJ Washington rebounds. I'm going to hit the over on that, I think, right now at 5.5 on FanDuel. I think I'm gonna. That's the first one I see. See if there's anything else that pops, but I like that. I like that so far. If you got anything else, man, I think.
Refresh your cache. Clear your cache.
Yeah, clear your cache. Clear your cache. Big updates to the Domination Station. Went live today, so clear your cache, so you can get all those updates and it does not cause any issues. Great call on that, Mutt. Sure we'll get a lot of that today. Looking forward to seeing the updates that we implemented today, especially for NFL, but also added the server app or the server side for FanDuel NBA, which would speed things up a ton. So yep. Look forward to that. But again, thanks guys, and I'm probably going to be coming back on here solo a couple hours before lock and see after more news drops and answer some more questions. So I'll drop a link into chat tonight and hopefully we see some helmets at the top. So without that, I'll see you later, Mutt. Deuces. Bye.